Prophet Isaiah once beheld the never-setting light of your theophany. That is when you, O Christ our God, sympathetically appeared to us, rising early in the morning. He cried aloud, "The dead shall rise up, and those in the tombs shall arise, and all those in the earth shall be glad and greatly rejoice. Glory to you, our God, glory to you, since you, the fashioner, became a human being, you remake the earthborn. And the shroud and sepulcher, O Word of God, indicate the mystery born in you. For Joseph, the respected member of the council, now performs the counsel of your father, who magnificently in you makes me new again. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You change mortality through death. By means of burial you change corruption. For properly as God you make incorruptible and immortal that which you had assumed. For your body saw no corruption, likewise your soul was not abandoned. In Hades, O Master, extraordinarily, both now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. Born of a woman spared travail, you were yet speared in the side, O my Maker. From this side you wrought Eve's refashioning, for becoming Adam you fell asleep, supernaturally in a life-producing sleep, and then you raised up life herself, from slumber and from corruption as Almighty God. Prophet Isaiah once beheld the never-setting light of your theophany. That is when you, O Christ our God, sympathetically appeared to us, rising early in the morning. He cried aloud, "The dead shall rise up, and those in the tombs shall arise, and all those in the earth shall be glad and greatly rejoice."